This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Kiss 98.5. On Friday night, the band UB40 takes to the stage at Art Park with Inner Circle, catching up with one of the founding brothers, Robin Campbell. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Really good and excited you guys are coming to town. I would love to know how a band from the most untropical place on Earth, Birmingham, England, came to be one of the most popular reggae bands on the planet.
Well, you're right. It's not tropical by any stretch, but it's very much a cultural melting pot, you know. The area I grew up in was a high immigrant area. We heard a lot of Asian music and a lot of Jamaican music. I was listening to Jamaican music and loving it before reggae existed, you know. Myself and all my friends fell in love with the music, you know, and adopted it as our own. We'd grown up on it, so all we heard was reggae.
Robin, the song Red Red Wine has become probably a fixture of the UB40 career. It wasn't a hit for Neil Diamond. How did you grab that one and make it such a huge song for you?
Well, again, we had no idea it was a Neil Diamond song. The song we knew was a reggae version by a man called Tony Tribe, who was a Jamaican who'd moved to England. He recorded the record in England, and it was a massive hit on the reggae scene. You know, we knew that song and loved that song from when we were kids, teenagers, you know. It was one of the songs I always had a yearning to cover, you know. And when we did that album of covers, the first album, Labour of Love, the whole point of that was to show where we were coming from musically. And, you know, and Red Red Wine was one of them. But we had no idea it was a Neil Diamond song. I've since been told, actually, that Neil Diamond didn't write it either, but he bought the rights to the song. He found it in an old archive. It's an old temperance song from the 1800s, apparently. I was told that by a Rolling Stone journalist in the 80s, that actually he bought that song in the 60s. But, yeah, he owns the song anyway.
Robin Campbell, one of the founding members of UB40. Tell me about the first time you played Kingston Town or Jamaica or went to where reggae was born. Do you remember that first experience?
Yeah, I think we were kind of nervous, really. We weren't quite sure how we'd be, accepted. I mean, originally we had 3 members of Jamaican parentage, so they were really looking forward to it. But yeah, we were all quite excited about playing the home of reggae, you know, the birthplace of reggae. Yeah, but nervous too. But we were very well received, and all have been really in Jamaica. If you go to Jamaica on holiday now, you will hear UB40 records being played, you know. So it was nice. It was a bit of a, you know, bit of a terrifying moment, but it was great fun, and we've done it a few times since.
UB40's in town Friday night playing at Art Park. Robin Campbell, thanks for talking to us.
Absolute pleasure, Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.